All right, boys and girls, my name is Nubias Wilborn. The name on the marquee is Locked On Pirates. That's right, folks, Locked On Pirates. Last year, I hosted Locked On Braves. So I covered the Braves for the Marietta Daily Journal and the Athletic. But now, here and now, I cover the Pittsburgh Pirates for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And along with that comes me hosting this fine podcast here, Locked On Pirates. So, good morning, everyone, as it is March 27, 2019, Wednesday. I am recording this from a hotel room in Houston, Texas, as I get ready to pack my bags and make my flight to Cincinnati for the home opener on Thursday. So, the team is off. The team is already in Cincinnati. I will meet them there later on today. But just wanted to kind of catch up with you guys and, you know, let's have some fun. Let's talk Pirates, man. So I personally think that this team has a chance to have a competitive season. And I know, I'm being optimistic. I'm still new here. That whole thing, right? Okay? So I know that. And I understand how tough it is to get on board sometimes because, I mean, look, this isn't easy. The team payroll is what it is. They definitely have not spent nearly as much money as people would have liked them to. But nonetheless, they're here. They're the Pirates, and there are things I like. And I will start, obviously, with the starting rotation. I think that rotation has a chance to be special. I think that rotation has a chance to end up being one of the better rotations in the sport of baseball, right? Seriously. I mean, you look at Jameson Taillon, you look at him as a starter, I could see him being a 14 to 16 win type guy. You look at Chris Archer, I think a full season of him healthy can put the Pirates in a good situation. I think that you look at Joe Musgrove, you look at a lot of these guys. Listen, they have a chance. Trevor Williams, that crew, had a chance to be good. All right. You look at the back end of the bullpen. Here's a situation where you have a solid closer in Felipe Vasquez. You have a strong man in Keelan Akila. And then you look at Richie Rodriguez. You look at Kyle Crick. That is pretty solid group there. Now to that, you're going to add Nick Kingham, who unfortunately didn't win the fifth starter role. That's going to go to Jordan Lyles and also Nick Birdie. All right. Got a good group there. So let's get it there. The Pirates are going to take 27 men to Cincinnati. I wrote about that at the Post-Gazette. And two of those men will be Stephen Brault. So we'll talk about that. And actually, what we're going to do now is we are going to hear from Pirates manager Clint Hurdle as well as GM Neil Huntington as they discuss their decisions for the roster with us. So it was me and Allison Footer from MLB.com who was taking the place of Adam, who is the Pirates MLB writer. And so just us two there. So kind of got some exclusive access to the fine general manager and the manager. So here comes Hurdle. Here comes Neil Huntington.
Through some things based on the health of some guys. We did tell some guys they were on the team. Birdie, Reyes, Kingham, and Newman. Kingham will be working out of the bullpen. Newman's going to be on the team. Reyes is going to be on the team. And Nick Birdie will be working out of the bullpen.
Where does that leave Stephen Brault?
Still in flux right now. We've got one of the things we like to have done our organization to make our starting pitchers all go 6 and 100, and that's still on the to-do list for Jordan Lyles. We'll see when that can happen for him and what can happen after. But there's some challenges with Chisenhall's health. We got to figure that out tomorrow and get a better look at where we are with that and see how it plays and how we'd like to bolster our bench or bolster an area that we might need to strengthen before opening day or on opening day.
I mean, technically, you would need that fifth starter for at least until like Sunday's home game. Next Sunday's home game, could you send Lyles down to Pirate City for a sim game or something of that nature?
There's a number of things that we're talking about doing as we plan out and map out when the fifth starter makes sense. I'm just going to take it one step at a time.
And then you mentioned Chisholm's health. I know you don't like the ifs and buts, but what would that be? Would that be like maybe like a J.B. Shook or somebody?
We're going to carry, I think, 27 with us.
Yeah, Shuck and Brawl will go with us, and we'll let you know when we get a better feel for Chisholm's hand. There's no sense in answering my hypothetical right now.
Fair enough.
Shuck's had a good spring.
Great. So 27 guys coming up?
Yeah, we'll carry, with Brawl, Shuck, and Lyles, everybody else is pretty set. We just need to work through where we are in Chisholm. So theoretically, two of those four will be active on opening day.
Okay. Because, yeah, you don't have to make the announcement until
noon on Thursday. So we've got time to see where Chisholm is and see how Jordan scripts out.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned Shuck. What about Pablo Reyes?
Pablo Reyes was put on the team as well. Reyes, Birdie,
Kingham,
and
Newman. Okay. I just want to make sure I got all that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Anything else we need to know? We're good.
Yeah, and the five non-roster guys today, we'd actually talked with them before we left for Houston, so we didn't leave those guys out in no man's land. But there was no reason to announce it publicly. They were coming with us to Houston, but we talked with them before we left.
Gotcha. All right, folks, that was me and Allison Footer from MLB.com chatting with Clint Hurdle and Neil Huntington. Of course, Neil Huntington is GM of the Pirates, and Clint Hurdle is the manager. Again, this is Tobias Wilborn. You're listening to Locked On Pirates. By the way, guys, if you really want to keep into this show, go ahead and subscribe to us. Get this show every single day. Subscribe to Locked On Pirates on the new Himalaya podcast app in a very expanding podcast world. You need Himalaya. Personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Pirates. Personally, if you know anything about me, it's like a player from the Himalayas. Either way, we're on the back end of this thing. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to a couple of players who made the roster. I got a chance to holler at Nick Birdie. Got a chance to holler at Pablo Reyes, who made the team. So we're going to hear from some of those guys who are going to be opening up the season in Cincinnati. Stick and stay. Locked On Pirates. All right, this is Nubias Wilborn back with Locked On Pirates on the Locked On Podcast Network. Shout out to David Locke and the crew for allowing us to do this. And shout out to the good app Himalaya. Download that app today. Get it now. Another place you can get your podcast. Subscribe to the podcast on Himalaya if you download it, or wherever you get your podcast for absolutely free. Give us 5-star ratings as we start. If not, I'm going to think that you really are not a good human being if you don't. That being said, back here. So yesterday was one of those interesting days. So you're in the clubhouse, right? And you see different guys. And there are some guys who have some decisions to be made on them. And quite honestly, it's tough. I mean, these aren't easy moments when you don't know what your future is going to be, right? Think about it. You go from every single thing is about making the team, making the team, making the team. And then now that decision day comes. And the Pirates held on as long as they could. We found that they're going to take 27 guys up. So some of the guys who were sent back to the minors were guys like Brandon Maurer. He expected it, you know. Tyler Lyons, he expected guys like that, right? So you knew that was coming. But there's also guys like Stephen Brault, and he didn't know. And he still doesn't know, because maybe he still ends up being the fifth starter, depending on what happens with Jordan Lyles, if he can get up to about, six innings, 90 pitches, as Clint Hurdle told us earlier. These are all important things. So before we do that, we're now going to hear from Nick Birdie, who did make the roster. Man, this kid, you could tell he was happy. I got to know him a lot over spring, being down there in Bradenton for 6 weeks and then hopping over to Houston for the two exhibition games. So let's hear from Mr. Birdie.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
How does it feel, man?
Good.
good. It's exciting. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a long road and a lot of rehab, and so yeah, it's, it feels good.
I mean, different. I mean, when did you find out you finally made the roster?
I was coming in from throwing, got called in the office, and that's what they told me. So it's good.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a little bit on edge and been exciting, but it's over with, and spring training's been good and got to work on some stuff, so now we're going into the season and it's go time.
All right, so that was a little quick cut from Nick Birdie. This is Tobias Woolborn with Locked On Pirates once again back at ya. So now, from there, we're going to hear from Mr. Nick Kingham, who's another man who made the roster. He's going to be in the bullpen. He was in that fifth starter competition with Stephen Brault, with Jordan Lyles. And, you know, look, it's crazy because what people don't realize is, you know, Kingham and Brault are roommates, and they're boys, and they like each other, and Birdie is real cool, and Lyles has come in and been a guy who's ingratiated himself to everyone. So, I mean, it's a competition, but these guys are still friends. And it's tough. And as happy as Nick was for himself, I mean, you know, Stephen Brault's still in limbo. So, anyway, we talked to Mr. Kingham about his situation, where he stands, and what that looks like. So, here is Nick Kingham. All right, man. So, how'd you find out, man?
They called me in the office after I threw my...
Any idea at what point in the spring where you thought you had a chance at it?
There was no defining moment, I don't think. I had some good outings, some bad outings, but overall, I think I showed some quality stuff and good enough to give me an opportunity to break with the team and to be with the big league team from the get-go. So, there's nothing really that stood out, so I'm just fortunate enough to be a part of the team going forward.
So just a kind of a sigh of relief, just knowing, just having an answer one way or another.
Yeah, exactly. That's what took the longest, you know what I mean? I know there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of things could happen, so you don't want to tell somebody something and have to tell them another thing, you know, 2 days later if something happened, just getting traded, tweaked something, whatever. But yeah, now that it's finally confirmed and everything, it is a sigh of relief. But, you know, it's not what I wanted. I want to eventually be a starter, but for the time being, yeah, I'll want to do whatever I can just to help the team win. You know, like, winning's cool, so I'll do whatever I can to win.
First opening day.
So that's super exciting.
Yeah. Man, what did you learn about yourself that maybe you didn't know from this last 6 weeks?
Game can be taken away from you at any time, whether it's by your choice, by injury, by you're not good enough anymore. Going through this, I know I was a all or nothing this year. I knew I had to be on the big league squad or I'd have to go through waivers and everything, so I figured, why put so much pressure on yourself? Leave it all on the field. Whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. Don't leave any regrets. Don't have any regrets going forward. Just lay it all out. So I think that's kind of what my mentality was through the spring training.
All right, so again, we've heard from today Nick Kingham, who's going to be in the bullpen. We've heard from manager Clint Hurdle. We've heard from Neil Huntington. We've heard from Nick Birdie. And that's just the first show, guys. See, one of the things that I kind of give an advantage, by the way, my name is Nubias Woolborn here for Locked On Pirates. Like I said earlier, last season I hosted Locked On Braves. We're back at it again. I am the Pirates beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I share it along with Bill Brink. And one of the unique things that I offer to this, that I hope I offer to this, is that I have access to the clubhouse. I have access to the players. You know, I'm in BBWA. So with that, you know, gives me some ability to actually give you player interviews and actually talk to people who actually are on the Pirates and in baseball. So I'm looking forward throughout the season to have guests and different things, whether it be other media members, whether it be players. So stick and stay with this show. I think we have a chance to do some special things. Once again, my name is Nubias Woolborn, and this has been Locked On Pirates. I'm looking forward to getting to know all you guys over this crazy 162-game season. Also, don't forget, if you want to listen to the podcast, download the Himalaya app. I have it. It's great. Tune in on there or anywhere you get the podcast for absolutely free.
Give us 5-star ratings. Show us love. We'll show you love back. This is Nubias Wilborn, Locked On Pirates, and we are out.